and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's bad enough being in the middle of a hurricane and all this flooding, but imagine having your wedding canceled three times because of rain.
And trying to do seating charts. It's terrible.
Joining us this morning, it's Jenny Suarez. She's on the outskirts of Houston right now. Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Jenny. So the story is that you've had to cancel your wedding due to weather now three times here.
Yes, that is correct.
Jenny, are you safe now at this point? Like, I know it's a terrible thing to have to reschedule your wedding and so forth, but, I mean, are you guys on high ground? Are you okay?
Yes, we're...
Or are you breaking up?
Jenny,
that was an emergency flood warning going off on my phone. I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but as we were talking, we get those all day long.
It just keeps pinging your phone? The emergency just keeps going?
It's an emergency alarm that will go off on our phone and start buzzing, going off and, you know, telling you it's an emergency flood warning until, but yeah, it's all around me right now. Dustin, my fiance, he drove into Houston, so we're on the outskirts of it, but Houston's actually calling right now for anyone with boats and big trucks willing to go rescue. It's called a citizenship rescue team, and so there's all these people from our area that's driving into the storm to actually help Houston residents.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Very commendable. Jenny, you guys are expected to get more rain. Is that correct? So, I mean, right now it's kind of get in and get the people and get out.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday morning when I woke up, I contacted my brother who lives right outside of Texas City, and he was getting 26 inches of rain. There's two places around him that they're sending residents to, and he said that those shelters are actually filled up to their capacity. One of them had 200. He said the other one, he wasn't for sure, but it was a bigger place. And he said that one was filled up. And he said that they're all filled up around him. And so 26 inches yesterday morning, and they're looking at a total of 50 inches is what I looked at the news station this morning that said.
But Jenny, we got to know what happened the first two times you had to cancel your wedding. We're going to get to that. It's coming up next right here on Star 99.9. Jenny Suarez, who's on the outskirts of Houston, joining us this morning on Star 99.9. Jenny, I know you've got your hands full right now. This is the third time you've had to cancel your wedding. This time, I understand. I mean, this is a national disaster. But what happened the first two times?
Well, in March of 2016, which was just, you know, last year, there was a lot of rain going on in Monroe, Louisiana, and northern part of Texas. All that rain, I think they said they had about 26 inches. All that rain came down a river called Sabine River that separates Texas and Louisiana. My wedding was set to be on that river, Sabine River, overlooking the beautiful river. And, you know, right there in a cute little park. I was like, I don't want anything big. I just want an outside wedding by the river. And, when all that water hit our dam, our local dam that's above us, Sabine River Reservoir, they had to start releasing water. And when they released water, they released so much water that they actually flooded out entire towns. Deweyville was right above us, and the entire town was gone except for their high school. It was a little town on the river, like 1,000 people, but the entire town was gone. And where I was having my wedding at in Benton, Louisiana, right on the other side of the river, they had 7 feet of water in my venue.
Oh, my
God.
And
even ungraved a lot of grave sites and stuff in that area that they had to call in family members to how I need you to re-identify your family member who's just been ungraved. I mean, it was insane.
I mean, that would have brought more, that would have been a whole new term of wedding crashers.
Right.
There's a whole table of people over there. I don't know what they want to eat. They weren't on the guest list, but they're here.
And what happened the second time?
Well, the second time was, I mean, whenever that happened, it was a week before the wedding. And I told the venue, hey, just, you know, they were freaking out. I was like, look, we're not stressing about it. We understand. Just keep the money. We're going to do the venue at the exact same place, exact same time a year from now. Don't even worry about it. And the next year, I called them up, actually January of this year, I called them up. I said, hey, making sure we're still on before I send out these invitations, because I was already making my invitations and everything before, April of 2017, and they said that there was no way that they could be fully functional, and they were still cleaning up from that flood the year before. And so we had to reschedule it again, and this time we just found a whole different venue. We're like, you know, we're getting off that river, and so we found a whole different venue, and that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, now the river's coming right through your hometown.
Right. This is...
The river's finding us, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, so there's so many choices that go into planning a wedding anyways. It's so stressful. What's the theme going to be when you finally set a new date? Or are you just ready to fly away and do this someplace?
We're ready to fly away and do this someplace, but I've already told him, I said, you know, we're going to make sure that this time on our invitations, we're going to put 2016/2017/2018.
Jenny, I think the biggest credit is that your spirits are high, and we wish you and Dustin to stay safe here on this point. And if it's okay with you, we'd like to keep in touch and find out how the wedding planning goes once this is all over.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jenny, for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.